Hello, and welcome to the Euro Digital Partners Marketing Insights Podcast. During this time of unprecedented global crisis, we thought we would re-release all of our past episodes. We know it's a trying time for everyone, especially those working in marketing. But while you're working from home, we thought it would be useful for you to have something topical to listen to. We realize, of course, that we've been absent for some months. Rest assured, we're already beginning work on a whole new season of this podcast. We may change the focus a little, but we will continue to provide high-quality content that's both useful and timely. Now, without further ado, let's listen back. So, with that in mind, let us begin with the Euro Digital Partners series on social media management. And in this second part, we will discuss how we at Euro Digital Partners develop a social media strategy and execute it. We decided to create this series for a few reasons. First, we wanted to acquaint potential customers with our way of thinking about social media and how we approach campaigns. Second, we wanted to promote a forthcoming video series that we're doing with social media. Additionally, there is another benefit to those looking for great tools for marketing. Euro Digital Partners is working with a marketing intelligence tool, Simrush, to develop a course on social media management. The course in this series will go a long way to prepare you for the Simrush certification exam. It is a great way to prove to your employer or future employer that you are the digital marketing expert they need. On that note, we arranged for you a free 14-day trial with Simrush. Point your browser toward http://beatyourcompetition.online to sign up. Just be aware that you will need to clear your cookies or open a private browsing window before you go there. Also, you will have to register with an email address which cannot be the same as an account you have registered with them before. But again, that URL is beatyourcompetition.online. In this series, we will discuss how to execute the following four tasks with the help of Simrush. Task 1, create a social media strategy utilizing SMART goals and based on an assessment of your competitors' strategies. Task 2, develop a posting schedule with effective, diverse content for your social media channels. Task 3, analyze your content's performance over time and maintain a competitive edge over your brand's competitors. Task 4, report your progress to clients or stakeholders. To continue with our social media management course, let us move on from goal-driven strategy creation to discuss mechanics of the campaign. Specifically, we're talking about using the Simrush social media poster tool. Traditionally, posting content to every platform for multiple clients' social media accounts was time-consuming, even frustrating. With so many open tabs, it is easy to make mistakes. Scheduling is an area of social media that is often ignored by novice marketers. With the right process in place and the right tools on hand, however, you can streamline the social media posting and scheduling process to increase engagement and reduce your workload at the same time. Before you begin posting content, you will want to determine the best times to post. Timing does matter, even on the platforms that do not organize content chronologically. Posting at peak times gives you the initial surge of engagement that will turbo boost your posts in the algorithms. This will significantly increase the reach of those specific posts. With competition in users' feeds ever increasing, any boost you can give your content is a good thing. With that concept in mind, follow along with me in the Simrush tool. After logging in, you'll want to load the social media workspace. Then head over to the social media poster tool. You can also find this in the projects section. Let us consider Facebook scheduling for a moment. Because of the way that Facebook prioritizes news feeds, the impact of scheduling is not as key as it is on Twitter. Because Twitter is chronological, you will want to pay particular attention to user trends when posting on Twitter. That said, when scheduling content on your Facebook pages in the social media poster, you will be able to see the times when your audience is most likely to be online and schedule your posts accordingly. With SEMrush's social media poster tool, you no longer need a different browser window open for each media account. Clicking on the marketing calendar takes you to a scheduling tool that allows you to schedule all your posts at once. With Social Media Poster, you can set publication to any combination of your social profiles, saving you time and reducing errors. You can add images, GIFs, and links to your posts. You also have the choice to add these posts to your queue, post them immediately, save them as drafts, or schedule them to be posted later. Clicking the Published tab will give you this information at a glance, providing you a snapshot view of each post's performance. With the information about successful posts in hand, you can begin working on new, crafty social postings. For many people, setting aside time every day to create fun, thoughtful posts is unrealistic. Fortunately, you do not need to have timely content to post every single day. In many cases, it is easier to spend 1 or 2 days a month creating a large queue of social media content that is ready to post anytime you have a void to be filled. And that is where the Queues tab comes in. The Social Media Poster's Queues functionality enables you to create specific posts that you want to be shared when there is an empty space in the schedule, and it allows you to decide when you'd like queued posts to go live. The social content queues are designed to make life easier, as you can make last-minute changes from one neatly organized place. Remember, maintaining lengthy queues assures that you will never run out of fresh content, so your social campaign results will be much stronger thanks to the posting regularity. Let us move to the Content Ideas tab. Once you have found the brands that you want to share posts from, the Social Media Poster tool will allow you to set up RSS feeds that can help you post external content from these brands to your channel's own social profiles. The feeds will automatically be updated with all new content from any given brand's RSS feeds, which you can then share to your clients' profiles with just a few clicks. You can schedule these posts just like you would any other content, with additional options available to publish them immediately or put them into the queue. Use this tool to build stronger relationships with other brands in your field. The tool can give you additional sources of content that your audience will love. A couple of tips here. First, diversify your content feeds. Social media presence should be designed to nurture the relationship between a brand and its followers. Content should be about the brand some of the time, and some of the time it should be about broader content. We suggest sharing external content from other non-competing profiles with whom you would like to establish relationships. Second, utilize the browser extensions available to you. For example, you can download and install the Social Media Poster Chrome extension. Share content on social media with just one click while you browse the web. Third, remember that you cannot upload PDF documents with this social media poster. You can upload animated GIFs, JPEGs, and PNG images, as well as GIFI images. Finally, to grasp the material, try practicing with your SEMrush account while you listen. So that is the second in the Euro Digital Partners series on social media management. If you enjoyed this section about developing social media strategies and executing them, be sure to take our advice and share the content. Do you have other great techniques you use for strategy development or tools for social media posting? Let us know, and we will be happy to add it to a future follow-up. Please tweet about us on Twitter. We're there at EUDigitalP. Like us on Facebook and follow us on LinkedIn. Subscribe to the podcast on Podomatic or your preferred purveyor of fine podcasts. And mind our YouTube channel for some interesting video demonstrations. If you have comments or suggestions, email us at info@eurodigitalpartners.com. Better yet, leave us a review on iTunes. We would really love to hear from you, and your 5-star ratings and insightful comments bring us a wider audience and help to motivate future episodes. Do not forget to find more insights from us online at https://www.eurodigitalpartners.com/insights. Be sure to check out our course on pay-per-click advertising at ppccourse.eurodigitalpartners.com/insights.